Hey, Saints fans, I'm Caroline Gonzalez, and I'm here at the Ochsner Sports Performance Facility for day one of a four-day training camp for the USA Women's World Football Games. Now, there are 16 countries alone represented here. You have women from Sweden, Finland, Italy, Mexico, all over the world gathered here to get top-of-the-line training from some of the best coaches around. Now, you might think that this is powder puff football or flag football, but I can assure you it is not. This is tackle football. These girls have pads on, they're running routes, they're trash talking, all in good fun, but it is down and dirty football. They are here to get top of the line coaching. It's more of a training clinic, and some of these girls, it's their first time. Some of them have experience. In fact, some of the girls out here, I believe there are three, played on the U.S. women's national team. I spoke with linebackers coach Jabari Moore about how he and some of the other coaches use this camp as an opportunity to seek out other players who could potentially play for the U.S. women's national team. Coach, what position are you coaching here today?
I'm currently coaching the linebackers.
And can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on over the next 4 days?
Well, basically what we'll try to do is do a developmental period, get the girls acclimated to playing the position in a different sport. And then some of the girls will get an opportunity to either try out for the national team or take these skill sets back to their teams.
Do any of these women, is this their first time?
We do have some beginners. So it's kind of like a beginner, intermediate, and then our advanced players. And they're kind of all sprinkled in. So actually, that's what we're kind of going through now, is through the process of identifying if they are a beginner, intermediate, or an advanced player.
So you would say this is kind of like a clinic for them to learn more about football and their positions?
Yes, absolutely. I think what this does is gives them an opportunity to learn from some of the coaches as well as some of the other players, because we also have players that have participated in the World Games that are actually now shadow coaching.
And what is your coaching history? Since you're coaching them, what is your coaching history or playing history?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I started with USA football about 4 years ago. I coach primarily with the boys. So we have a national team that goes all the way from U19 all the way down to U13. I got approached by an ex-teammate of mine to basically be a fill-in. And we did the fill-in piece at the Pro Bowl, and I fell in love with it. One of the things I can say about coaching women is their ability to absorb the information. They do a great job of being coachable.
So women are better than men?
In this aspect, yes. Absolutely.
We have a lot of first-timers this year. This is our fifth year doing the World Games, and it's usually a lot of the women's pro players from America, but it's caught fire around the world. So we have a lot of beginners this year, which is good for somebody like me, who is on the advanced level. I get to teach them everything that I know, which is exciting.